Hi everybody. Sorry, I've got hot. Bear with me.
Vodka in there, so.
Pardon?
Vodka in there. Right.
Vodka, yeah.
Gin in there.
So, good afternoon, everybody. So on my last ponderings, I confessed that one of my children, no mention who, commented that I should be more positive, to encourage them more, rather than to give off negative reactions and words. So, is this glass half full or half empty?
Half empty.
Make up your mind. So, there's lots of biblical examples for us and ideas to inspire and encourage us to be positive, optimistic compared to pessimistic. We need mentally to stop and think of what we're saying, brain before mouth or action. Think about what we are thinking and stick and strive to change if we need to. Obviously, this might take time, but eventually, with gradual change, it can become a positive habit. In this period of time, I just want to share with you some mostly positive, inspirational quotes. And hopefully one or more will inspire, encourage, amuse you, and make a difference in your outlook on life during the next few days, weeks, or for hopefully much longer. As I was pondering this week about this talk, it hit me. Yeah, I'm a very friendly person and I greet everybody I talk to, as to what I was saying. It was Thursday. Remember Thursday this week? Raining cats and dogs. And I was soaked and I was going on a course. The weather was atrocious. And as I passed people in the hospital grounds, the first couple of people I passed, I commented how awful the weather was, how I was getting soaked. And then I thought to myself, I must be positive. So I said to the next person who passed me by, who happened to be a big burly hospital porter, "What beautiful weather, perfect for ducks." He looked at me as if I was mad, then broke into a large, beautiful grin, beamed ear to ear and said, "Sure is, sweetheart." That made my day. So I'm going to concentrate on the positive, being optimistic, but I can't entirely dismiss the negative. The glass, as Al said, half empty. So, but in detail, that's for another subject. However, someone who is a pessimist or feels negative will often say, "Well, that's just the way I am." But pessimists can retrain negative thinking so much that their thoughts can and will honour God. And that's 2 Corinthians 10:5. We should listen to our own words, which can be negative by habit. But with prayer and thought and with intentional positiveness, only speaking the truth and responding to our situations in faith, living God's word, a pessimist can change to a positive, optimistic lifestyle. Bible optimism is a result of faith in the character of God. Bible refers to this as hope. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all the joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Regardless of what happens in this life, we know God sees, cares, and will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Revelation 21:4. God designed us to live with hope. Psalm 43. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. So the next few minutes, I'm going to read out lots of positive quotes and examples. So enjoy. There was an old lady, a cartoon, really old lady, and she fell down the stairs. There's a picture. And she goes, wow, that's the fastest I've moved in years. Someone called me pretty awful, but I only take the positive pretty. If you give someone a field of roses, they might only see the thorns. But if you give someone else a single weed, they would only see the beautiful wild flower. Do you see weeds or do you see wild flowers? Villagers were called to pray. They needed rain. So on the day of the church meeting, they all congregate in the church to pray for rain. Only one little boy took an umbrella. This is a good one. Be positive and grateful. This is for me. Be positive and grateful. No matter how much chocolate you eat, your earrings will still fit. Bethany loves, my Bethany, little granddaughter, she loves the rain. So where we're all moaning that it's all raining, come on, Nanny, the umbrella, the puddles, we need to go splash. Resist, I couldn't resist a negative one though, but it's a double negative, because two negatives make a positive, don't they, Richard? Yep. So, how proud, just when you think, so all of us who are parents, just think of us, how proud when we thought our parenting couldn't get any harder, and then the child brings a recorder home. But you've got to be positive. How proud would you be when they get into an orchestra or they graduate to another instrument? We've seen that with Lydia's singing. We see that when Juliet plays the piano in Combiton. We can see it. We can see the advance. A little Bethany found my recorder. It's driving me mad, so I've got to think of it. So life is like a camera. Focus on what is important. Capture the good times. Develop from the negatives. And if things don't turn out, just take another shot. So some biblical examples. I'm not going to read all the scriptures, but I'll just tell you the scriptures. Deuteronomy 4:19, head for the stars. Two men were looking out of a prison bar. One saw mud, the other saw stars. When looking backward is filled with pain and looking forward seems ominous, try looking upwards. Psalm 107, verse 28-30. Turn a minus to a plus. Find courage in discouragement, appointment in disappointment, and hope in hopelessness. That's Psalm 30:11. Be optimistic about life. One of the discoveries of modern medicine is that the more optimistic you are, the greater your chances of maintaining health. Simply believe that you will be well. You have nothing to lose. We've got a fine example with Pauline in our congregation, So coming to a close, steps to go forward into positive thinking. Identify areas you need to change. Check yourself before you speak or you do something. Be open to humour. Let's laugh at ourselves. Follow a healthy lifestyle. Surround yourself with positive people. Practice positive self-talk. I can, I will do it. Demi Lovato, an American singer-songwriter, says, "No matter what you're going through, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It may seem hard to get to it, but you can do it. Just keep working towards it, and you'll find the positive side of things." And Charles Dickens said, "Reflect on your present blessings, of which every man has many, not on the past misfortunes, of which all men have some." So in conclusion, try saying, "Oh, don't say it's cold." I tried not to say that when I came in. Say, "God, it's so good. There's no mosquitoes around." How about a cancelled meeting? Just think, you've got more time. Stuck in a traffic jam. You could actually be thinking about pondering and be up here and doing another pondering. A slight bump in the car. You could say, "No more injuries. Everybody was safe and well." So in the New Kings New King James Version of Luke 12:29-31. "Do not seek what you should eat or what you should drink, nor have an anxious mind. For all these things the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. We have a loving Heavenly Father who desires to care for us and provide for us. This should be every child of God, that's us, a reason for true optimism.